Mr. Stephen Cade is live with us tonight for our second radio interview. How are you doing, my friend?
Hey, doing well. Thank you, Tim. It's great to be here with y'all and always great to be on your show.
Man, it is fantastic to have you tonight. I've been looking forward to this. We're actually giving you a special night. You get booked a lot on Thursdays and Fridays, and so we decided to do a Two for Tuesday show. We're playing two songs from every artist on the program tonight, and I haven't done one of these in years, and they're a lot of fun, so let's do it.
Let's rock and roll. Yeah. Thank you for having me on a Tuesday.
Absolutely.
It.
No problem. You write a lot of songs, and that is a cool deal because most of the people that we have on this program are independent artists, write their own material, go into the studio, have it produced. And I just think songwriting is a neat, neat talent. I don't have it, so I like to hear a lot about it.
Well, I appreciate that. And you believe songwriters are like the Sherpas for Mount Everest. We carry everything. We get everybody up to the top of the summit. And then the artist steps in and sings the song real pretty. The goal is to be able to also perform your own songs, which is a great thing, great asset to have. And so I worked hard to be able to write my songs and be able to perform them as well. And I'm thankful that I continue to get to do that.
Man, they're fantastic. I've played you before and we interviewed, and then you come out with some new stuff. And we're going to debut some of that tonight. I played a couple of times your music. What got you interested in music and country music specifically? Like, what did you listen to that made you want to do this for a living?
Music in general. I got blessed to grow up with a mom and dad that they bought me a drum set when I was 3 years old. And that was my introduction in music. My mom is German and my dad is Spanish. And so we had a very eclectic sort of upbringing in Houston, Texas. And I lived right around the corner from Mickey Gillies when it was Mickey Gillies. And so, you know, I was just really blessed to hear a lot of Texas country, you know, a lot of different, you know, acts that would come through that area that were nobodies back then, you know, like, I mean, Charlie Daniels and Loretta Lynn and all these folks would come say hi to Gilly. You know, it just, I was in that area. All I can say is, I mean, the deep South, a lot of people think, you know, a lot of artists come from, I mean, they come from Texas, quite honestly. A lot of music came from Texas and Oklahoma, crazy enough. But over the years, you know, I've just wanted to always, for me, I've always wanted to write a message in my music. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to impact people on a much deeper level than okay, so you can write a song. I'll give you an example. You can write a song like, you know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere and somebody who had a bad day at work, you know, their boss yelled at them, maybe they got demoted or they just had a bad day. They can listen to that song and it makes them feel good. Yep. It gives them a good feeling. And that's cool to write music like that. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm trying to also, in addition to write music like that, I'm trying to write songs for people who are in positions where they don't even have jobs, they don't have places to sleep, they have fallen on hard times, and they are looking for some hope and inspiration. And so really, I've been pointing my music, and really my music has always been really kind of centered around families and good, clean messages. Clean country really is what I try to strive for, because it's harder to write a good, clean country song when you're not talking, you know, as you know, I mean, no offense, they talk about whiskey, they talk about alcohol, they talk about tailgates and pickup trucks and all that stuff, and solo cups. And I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and I have buddies that write that stuff till the cows come home. I mean, it's just, they're just writing that. And I said, you know, people that I write with, I said, I want to make a message that really brings people from a place of just desperation into a place of hope. And it doesn't have to be a gospel song necessarily. It could just be an uplifting song. So, you know, there's something that I'm excited to tell you about. What I'm about to tell you is totally amazing news that's happened over the last probably 4 months. Mm-hmm. I've partnered with a gentleman by the name of Brent Yates and also his wife, Christina Yates, and they have a foundation called Restore Us. They are the most giving and generous people that I've ever met, and they've become very successful. And I know it's because God has blessed them because they're such givers. And so what we did is we came up with something called Giving Guitar Tours. So I go to shelters across the nation. I've already been to 12 shelters and I've blessed them with brand new guitars from Restore Us Foundation. Our mission is just to bring hope, you know, using the God-given gift of music. It's as simple as that. And we try to use these instruments to relieve the stress, help build character and give someone direction and just help change their lives for the better, no matter what the circumstances they're facing. At homeless shelters, because I'm just passionate about people in need. My family at one time was homeless, and I know what that's like. So we're donating these guitars, and we're making a positive impact on families, you know, men, women, and children, and just bringing hope and encouraging them. So it's been amazing. We've got a tour coming up. I'm leaving on Thursday to Florida. We've got 10 shelters that we're visiting in Florida. And this year, we're going to aim to hit 100 shelters. We're getting a lot of great media right now, and it's just been amazing. We're going to be having some events at racetracks. You just have to go to my website to really see everything that's going on, stephencade.com.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's music with a very serious mission, using everything we have in music to do it.
That is awesome, man. I'm glad you mentioned that because, and I knew about that a little bit. I wanted you to tell it though, because I've been looking at it on your Facebook page and I thought that was a cool, cool deal. Because when you tell stories like that about your music and the way that it touches people, that's the things that we want to hear about. Man, that's awesome.
And it's interesting because I feel like I've accomplished quite a bit in my musical career. I've been considered 7 times for Grammys. I've opened up for Eric Church and Billy Currington and Gavin DeGraw. And I've been blessed to see a lot of success. But there's so much more to using our talents and our influence. It doesn't matter if you're a master chef or a master mechanic. You have a talent to give to somebody in need. Isn't it interesting? In the last 2 years, we have seen a difference in our world, in our country, where people are in need, and you can really see those people in need. It's like revealed who's in need and who's not.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's pulled the covers back, and you see the folks that have always succeeded, all the people that have had wealth and fame and all these things, and then you see the folks who don't. And it's like, I know enough people that have wealth now, and I can sit down and talk to them if we just have a man-to-man conversation, you know, man-to-woman, whatever it is. And I just say, look, we need to pull our resources together. There's 650 billionaires in the United States.
Uh-huh.
150 of them are in California. It's really simple. There's people who play golf 7 days a week, and they're making more money than they can spend. And they're forgetting about the people who are, like, I'll give you an example. I was in Chattanooga at the McClellan shelter. And I was sitting there talking to the CEO who receives people, families, every day without anything to eat, anywhere to sleep. She says, you know what? A man walked through the door 15 years ago at our shelter. He was a priest. He said, all I want to do is wash the feet of the homeless. They gave him a room for 15 years. All he did was wash the feet of the homeless. No one ever knew it. He did it out of service. He did it out of love. He died washing feet for the homeless.
Wow.
That's one story out of thousands that we don't know, where people are on the ground being really essentially being angels, really, from what I say, God. They care, they love, they still have compassion for humans.
Yep.
And in a world where things are 5G and you can run the 40-yard dash in 4.2, I mean, this is a different world that we live in now.
Yep.
And so as an artist, I want to slow down and say, hey, look, I want to talk to Brad Paisley. I want to talk to Keith Urban. I want to talk to Alan Jackson. I want to talk to all these artists and say, hey, guys, I mean, Christmas isn't the only time for giving.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to preach, man.
Yeah, I love it. You know, and in your songs, you have written with some of the people that have worked with the big names. Like, I'm looking at Low Cash, Tyler Farr, Craig Morgan, Eric Paisley, Reba McEntire, Shania Twain, Taylor Swift, Justin Moore, Gwen Sebastian. The list goes on and on about how you have co-written with these folks that are working with these noted names. Tell me, how does that get together? You know, these great minds of songwriting get together. Because, you know, I've always asked this. Do you wake up at 3:30 in the morning with a song idea and have to write that down and finish it later? Or do you knock that sucker out in an hour and that's the best song you ever wrote? Or how does that kind of happen?
Well, writing a song, first of all, to write a really great song, you have to live that song.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have either the old soul or you have to have lived it. And finding an old soul is rare. It's like finding a diamond in the rough, right?
Yep.
But when you find the person that lived all through all of the trials and the tribulations that come in life. They got sick. They almost died. They've lost their parents. They've lost loved ones. They have gone without. They've been on the streets. They've suffered tremendous pain in their life. And when you have that heart, you start to, if you can pull up a guitar and start singing, you're going to hear some things coming out that are resonating with the world. And that's how you get great songs. You have to go through it. You have to live it, and you have to have the talent. And once you have that talent, you then can meet with the people like Liz Hangber or Skip Black, like you were saying, some of those folks who have written with the big ones. You got to find where everybody hangs out. That's a little bit of wisdom too, right? Everybody hangs out in Nashville, right? Pretty much. So if you want to be around the most creative people on the planet as far as music, then you come to Nashville. That's where the songwriters write the songs, and they get them out to the world. It's rags to riches in this world. You come from a place where you hope for that one song that will get cut by Kenny Chesney or Tim McGraw or Faith Hill or whoever it is you want. Fill in the blank, whatever name you want. And that's why the songwriters come here, because they, most of them want to write for all of the big artists, their desires to do that. But then you have the other ones like myself, where I'm like, look, I'm going to write a song. I'm writing a song for a mission, for a message. Whether Keith Urban sings it or not, I'm going to sing it, and you know, I'm going to do my best to get it presented the right way. So it's a very interesting journey, let's just say that. Yeah. And have a positive attitude to get through it. I'll tell you that right now.
Right. Well, and that's another thing I was going to ask you is, you know, how do you know whether this is a song that I'm going to do, or I'm going to pitch it to Tyler Farr, see if he likes it, or Brantley Gilbert or whatever. I'm just throwing names out there too.
You know what? And I'm probably the artist that, it's interesting because I'll be the artist in the room that everybody, if I'm writing with another writer, they'll often say, hey, you know what? I think, you know, Jimmy Allen would cut this, or I think this would be a great one for Brantley Gilbert. And I'm the one that just kind of nods my head and goes, you know, I'm not even saying anything, because in my mind, I'm thinking, if it's that good, if the song is that good, I'm going to sing the song.
I want to do it.
I mean, you know what I mean? And if Brantley wants to cover it, guess how many times, you know how many times people have sang Rockin' Chair by George Jones? I mean, that's just one out of thousands of songs where songs have been covered and covered and over again. I mean, the goal is to write the best song for the right reason, for the right purpose. And that's it. That's essentially, you know, and I do thank you, Lord. I've moved to Nashville and have been here about 3.5 years now. And I live in Franklin, Tennessee, and I could throw a rock and I can hit a number one producer right now easily. Mm-hmm. And I can throw a rock and I can hit the drummer for Rhett Walker. I mean, I'm in the center of where everybody is doing it. Okay.
That's the ultimate way to see if somebody bleeds country, right?
That's right. Throw a rock and hit them.
I like it.
You know, so it is a gift. And once you get here, you just hope and pray that you align yourself with the right people, with the right writers, with the right group, and you don't get caught in some sort of like just a situation where somebody's taking you for your time and your money and your talent, because there's unfortunately those people do, they're out there. But you just keep your head up and keep writing, man. And I feel like I just feel like I'm blessed, man, because the things that are happening right now, they have come from years and years of hard work, but really only by the grace of God, quite honestly. So yeah, it's great. And I can't wait to share with you on our next interview how all these tours are going, because I think we're going to have a good time talking about those.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to play some of your music right now. You got a great song called Pinky Promise we want to expose to everybody and let them hear your vocals to it. Tell us about this one, what it's about.
Yeah, so this song was written by myself, Troy Castellano, and Justin Love. And we were on Roy Acuff Boulevard on Music Row. And this was about a little bit over a year ago now. And I came in with this idea because my daughter says, hey, Daddy, you know, during COVID, while I was trying to make ends meet and just really focused on trying to, you know, get rent paid and the food and the bills paid, and she'd be like, Daddy, can you come outside, ride bikes, play hide and go seek, or ride, you know, play Barbies with me? And I'd be like, I can't right now, sweetie. I'm really busy. She goes, well, can you later? I said, yes. She goes, do you pinky promise? And I'm like, yes, I do pinky promise. And she goes, well, you can't break a pinky promise. And I'm like, you're right. I cannot do that. And that's so as a dad, you know, you want to be there for your kids and as much as you can, because you know what? And I've missed engagements and appointments that I'll never be able to get back. And just a part of being a parent, you got to provide, but there's a balance, right? We have to take care of our families. We got to love them. We got to show them that we love them. We got to make sacrifices. So yep. I figured this is a great song just to remind me, you know, how to just to be a better parent. And hopefully that message spills over into other parents so that they get inspired to want to just go give their kids a hug. You know, I've had many people say, man, I've had people send me first dances that they've already had with their daughters at weddings with this song. Just the other day, I was at a first a daddy-daughter dance, and they played it while I was there. It was pretty amazing, and I came on right after Walker Hayes, so I was like, yeah, that's kind of cool.
You know? Nice.
And so, yeah, this has been a really a good song for that first dance, weddings, and then also just, you know, the daddy-daughter relationship.
Yeah.
But really for all family, you know, type of, you know, just had a great feedback from it. So looking forward for you guys to hear it.
Well, you know, I love the song and I love the story that you just told about it, because I'm a girl dad, and there's one thing that I learned a long time ago. You never break a pinky promise, too. They don't forget it at all. So you'll hear about it for a long, long time if you do.
Amen to that.
Let's play the song right now. It is Stephen Cade, KICR, Indie Country Radio, New Country's Best on a 2 for Tuesday with Pinky Promise.
Seems just like yesterday when I was holding your little sweet hand. Wasn't gonna miss the chance to take you to our first daddy-daughter dance. I've shown up late, I've missed some dates. Along the way, I've made mistakes. I even made your little heart break, but you love me anyway. I'm just learning as I go. It's hard to admit when I don't know. Taking me a little too long, but I'm here to tell you now, I never ever wanna let you down. I'll keep my word, cross my heart. When you wish upon a star, I'll always be the dad you can trust when you need someone who's honest and keep every pinky promise. Driving on your 16th birthday till the day that you graduate, I'll be standing right there beside you when you say I do on your wedding day. Walking you down the aisle, tears in my smile. You're so beautiful, all dressed in white. Might take me a while to say goodbye, locking fingers one more time. I'm just learning as I go. It's hard to admit when I don't know. Taking me a little too long, but I'm here to tell you now, I never ever wanna let you down. I'll keep my word, cross my heart. When you wish upon a star, I'll always be the dad you can trust when you need someone who's honest and keep every pinky promise. Learning as I go, it's hard to admit when I don't know when it's right, when it's wrong. Maybe it's taking me a little too long, but I'm here to tell you now, I never ever wanna let you down. I'll keep my word, cross my heart. When you wish upon a star, I'll always be the dad you can trust when you need someone who's honest. Trust when you need someone who's honest make you promise. I swear I'll keep every promise.
That is Pinky Promise from Stephen Cade, a fantastic song. They are loving it in our live chat room, and you're getting some instant great feedback. And a new listener who I'm going to be interviewing on April the 7th, Miss Jennifer Alvarado, just popped in tonight, too, to say hello. And she's going to be a Stephen Cade fan here after this program.
What's up, Jennifer? That'd be great. Yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome. You know, and that's what I love about doing this too, is artists supporting other artists and their music. You know, she's getting to hear some music that she's never heard before. You know, we play new country's best, but a lot of times we play new country's first. She's got going on, so it's a pretty cool deal.
That's cool.
Yep. And we love what you got going on too, my friend. You've been at it a while. Keep doing it.
Yes, sir. I will do that.
And you're getting ready to go to the Sunshine State in a couple of days, so have fun out there. And I was telling you off the air, I got some friends out there. So if you're in the Florida area and you're listening to this program, go see Stephen Cade. He's going to be out there for a little bit. And Cade Crew is your Facebook page, right?
That's correct. That's my fan page, but you can find me at Stephen Cade, Stephen with a V, Cade with a C, Music on Facebook.
Okay. Perfect. And that's what I wanted to know. I wanted to ask you before we got off the air, your social media, and I've been looking at your website the whole interview. Man, this has been a lot of fun, and 30 minutes flies when you're having that much fun, doesn't it?
It does. And I also want to encourage people to go to my YouTube channel, okay. youtube.com/ Stephen Cade Music. I'd really appreciate that too. Yeah,
absolutely. I'll type into the chat room your name and everything, and we'll get that for the folks that are in here, and they can save that and copy and paste it and go right to it. So.
That sounds great.
You betcha. Hey, it's been a lot of fun. Don't be a stranger. You come out with something new, and I know you will because you're a big-time songwriter. Hit us up again, and we'll do it.
Yeah, Tim, I appreciate it. I'll be seeing you in Branson probably sometime this year.
That'll be awesome, man. I would love to meet you in person, and that's the beauty of doing this, too. It's all about the people you get to meet along this journey of radio. You know, like you said, when you write a great song, you're like, I want to record that one. When I listen to or hear great music on a radio station, I want to host that show. I want to be on that one, too. So I'm the same way. But I'm hosting a pretty good one right now.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. This is called Better Me from Stephen Cade on KICR, Indie Country Radio, New Country's Best on Two for Tuesday.
Five things, that's all you got. Go ahead, brother, take my spot. Might be running late, but I got some grocery lane for to pay. On my way to a better me. Saw a homeless, can you help me sign? Put a dollar in a hand that could have been mine. A few wrong turns ago, back when I didn't know how to be a better me. Shoulder, a willing heart to pull you closer. A human being, being human, walking miles in different shoes and trying to be a better me. Training wheels still on that bike, kite by the front door waiting to fly. Time to spend some time with those look like mine, little faces looking up to see a better me, a better shoulder, a willing heart to pull you closer. A human being, being human, walking miles in different shoes and trying to be a better me. Yeah. Saw a homeless, can you help me sign? Put a dollar in a hand that could have been mine.
Another hour of the best in new country starts now on Indie Country Radio, New Country's Best.